Good morning and praise the Lord. Let us open our Bible and read Psalm chapter 86. Psalm chapter 86. Bow down. Bow thine ear, O Lord. Hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy, O thou my God. Save the servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods, there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any work like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great, and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion, and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. O Lord, O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it, and be ashamed, because thou, Lord, hast hope in me, and comforted me. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from Him. Thank you, Lord, for all your goodness, faithfulness, and your loving kindness to us that give us faith in you, to trust you, to rely on you, and to see your power in our lives. Lord, we thank you for opening our eyes to see the beauty of your holiness, for your blood that shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins, for the provision, for the rebuke through your word, for the discipline, for all answered prayers, for your promises at every trial that you help us to pass through. Lord, we thank you for the whole week you sustained us, for the miracles and wonders that you did, for our food, the good health, the strength, and for the healing. Lord, we magnify you and exalt you in our midst in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood. Lord, we repent our stubbornness, rebelliousness, greediness, love of money, laziness, lust of the eyes, worldliness, pride, self-righteousness, selfishness, anger, envy, jealousy, wasting our time on the media and the news, lack of prayer, lack of reading your word in the Bible. Lord, we repent of all these sins and we commit once again our lives unto your hand to live to please you and honor you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. Lord, we trust you that you will answer our prayers and provide for us all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that every family will shine so others will start to seek you and obey you by their good example and good deeds. We pray, Lord, to protect each family and provide their needs. We pray for every husband to give them wisdom how to lead their families. We pray for good health, strength, stable job, and income to sustain their families. We pray for the wives to be submissive to their godly husbands and help them in their lives and ministries. We pray for the parents to be of one mind to honor you by disciplining their children and to impart to them your word. Lord, we pray for the children to fear you and obey their godly parents and honor them so they will prosper and things will go well with them. Lord, we pray for each family to have daily family worship and prayers and to reach other families around them. Lord, we pray that you help and aid all the single parents in the church and support them to raise their children in a godly way. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we praise you and thank you for our jobs as a source of living to sustain us. Lord, bless the places that we are working and the works of our hands. Lord, give them more incomes so we can receive our salaries on time. Lord, help us that our light shine before the people who are working with us, that they may see our good works and glorify your God, our Father in heaven. Lord, we commit ourselves to bring to you our tithes, offerings, vows, and first fruits. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray that you will help them in the trials that they are passing through in their lives. Lord, give them wisdom and solution in every difficult circumstance that they are in to continue to live in obedience to you and have faith on your word. Lord, provide jobs to those jobless and healing for the sick and solutions to those in troubles in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, people back homes in our countries, relatives, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in the market, in our accommodations, and in our working places to be saved. Lord, we pray for the salvation for all the people that we are in contact with. Lord, open their eyes and their minds and their hearts to believe in you and to receive the word of God that we are giving to them, and give them salvation in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, and Armenia. Lord, thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand, and we ask you to meet all the needs of the church on those places. Lord, we pray for more people to be saved on all those countries. We pray to bless those countries so we also will be blessed. Lord, protect all these countries. We commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations. Lord, protect all the church congregations and workers, and empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people, to preach the gospel to them. Lord, reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Lord, bring them at your feet and teach them to live according to your laws and precepts. Lord, reduce the cost of the rent, the fees of the transport, the water and electricity, telephones and internet, the petrol and gas cylinder, the tax, the penalties, and the cost of living in all those countries. Let us pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations in other places in the world. Lord, add more languages and places to the church. Lord, bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youths under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, add to us more workers. Lord, we pray for unity in the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace, with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, empower your church to be the light to teach the way of yours to the lost souls. Lord, we pray that your church will be a noble vessel to bring the salvation of Jesus to the world. Lord, we commit ourselves to go and evangelize the new places that you are leading us to go. We pray for more souls to be saved. Lord, we commit ourselves to work with you, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in us. The love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control. So people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us the gifts of healing, gifts of faith, gifts of discernment, gifts of prophecy, teaching, pastoring, evangelism, serving and showing mercy, and the rest of the gifts that we need for reaching the lost and for further extension of the church. Lord, lead us to help people who are in sin and bandages and are looking for help from you to be delivered. And enable us, Lord, to clean those who are leprous, help them to be restored and get recovered. Lord, help us to converse the harvest, those who are weak in faith and those who are struggling with lot of troubles and trials, to strengthen their faith in order to bring them back to you. Let us pray now for our service. Lord, we pray for our service today. Lord, bless our prayers, our songs and worship, our giving, and bless your message to us. Lord, anoint the speaker and speak to us through your word to apply in our lives and to be transformed in your likeness. Lord, give us obedient heart to always abide in whatever commands we receive from you and to do always your very will in our lives. Lord, do miracles and wonders as we worship you today. Heal the people, Lord. Set them free from their bondages and save them. May your name be glorified and exalted in our gathering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him. In Psalm chapter 48, it says, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation, that the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled, they passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled, and they were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain, as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind, as we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever, and he will be our guide even unto death." Let us now worship to God. Let us sing, Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. The city of our God, the holy place. The joy of the whole earth. Great is the Lord in whom we have the victory. He aids us against the enemy. We bow down. And Lord, we want to lift your name on high. And Lord, we want to thank you for the works you've done in our lives. And Lord, we trust in your unfailing love. For you alone are God eternal, true. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. The city of our God, the holy place. The joy of the whole earth. Great is the Lord in whom we have the victory. He aids us against the enemy. We bow down on our knees. And Lord, we want to lift your name on high. And Lord, we want to thank you for the works you've done in our lives. And Lord, we trust in your unfailing love. For you alone are God eternal, true altar than heaven. And Lord, we want to lift your name on high. And Lord, we want to thank you for the works you've done in our lives. And Lord, we trust in your unfailing love. For you alone are God eternal, throughout earth and heaven. For you alone are God eternal, throughout earth and heaven. In Psalms chapter 100, verse 5, for the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth in all generations. Yes, O Lord God, you are good in all the time in our lives. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good, God is good all the time. If you're walking through the valley, there's a shadows all around. Do not fear, he will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound. He has promised to never leave you
nor forsake you. And his word is true. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. We were sinners, so unworthy. Still for us he chose to die. Filled us with his Holy Spirit. Now we can stand and testify that his love is everlasting. And his mercies, they will never end. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good, all is good all the time. Though I may not understand all the plans you have for me, my life is in your hands. And through the eyes of faith, I can clearly see God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. Let us now enthrone our Lord Jesus, our Savior, in our midst.
Jesus, we enthrone you. We proclaim you as King. Standing here in the midst of us, we raise you up with our praise. And as we worship, build your throne. And as we worship, build your throne. And as we worship, build your throne. Come, Lord Jesus, and take your place.
Once again, we enthrone our Lord Jesus.
Jesus, we enthrone you. We proclaim you as King. Standing here in the midst of us, we raise you up with our praise. And as we worship, build your throne. And as we worship, build your throne. And as we worship, build your throne. Come, Lord Jesus, and take your place. Come, Lord Jesus, and take your place.
Yes, O Lord, come here in our place, O God. Take your place, O God, in our midst, O Lord God, to come to worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth, O God. In the name of Jesus, God. In Mark chapter 12,
verse 32, the scribe asked for the Lord Jesus Christ, and the scribe said unto him, Well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but He. And to love Him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love His neighbor as Himself, is more than all whom burnt offering and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto them, Thou art not from the kingdom of God, and no man after that durst ask him any question. Let us now come to God. Give our lives as a living sacrifice unto Him.
Lord, I come, take my life. I offer unto you a living sacrifice by your grace, by your blood. I come into the Holy of Holies. All I want to do is dwell in your presence, drink from the well that never runs dry. All I want to see is the light of your glory, just one glimpse, just one drink, and my soul is satisfied. Lord, I come, take my life. I offer unto you as a living sacrifice, oh, by your grace, by your blood. I come into the Holy of Holies. All I want to do is dwell in your presence, drink from the well that never runs dry. All I want to see is the light of your glory, just one glimpse, just one drink, and my soul is satisfied. Just one glimpse, just one drink, and my soul is satisfied.
Yes, O Lord God, we thank you and praise your name, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this gathering of us, O Lord God, to worship you in spirit and truth. May our lives, O Lord God, be a living sacrifice unto your throne, Lord God. And help us to be more holy and obedient to your word, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now collect our tithes and offering and first fruit unto God. In Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 to 12, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all the nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Lord, we praise you and thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness to us by giving us our jobs to have income to sustain us. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the faith to believe through your word, to give our tithes, offering, and first fruits, to open the windows of heaven and pour out your blessing, that there shall no room to receive it, and rebuke the devourer in our lives. Thank you, Lord, because through this, we are blessed by you and protected from any harm or danger. We pray, Lord, to those not yet been experienced your word and believe, put the faith in their hearts to obey the tithing, so you bless them and rebuke the pestilence in their lives, to prove your word upon them. Lord, sanctify this money, give your church, your servant, wisdom, how to use this money to help and guide him, to whom he will give, the poor and needy and your people who really in need, and bring souls unto your feet and know that you are God who provide. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramis, our overseer, entitled Wrong Resources for Money, Usury, Bribery, Fraud, Corrupt Business, Gambling, Cheating, and Extortion. Wrong Resources for Money, Usury, Bribery, Fraud, Corrupt Business, Gambling, Cheating, and Extortion. Let us pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for bringing us to this place of worship, Lord, to glorify your name. Thank you, Lord, for your message to us today. Lord, I ask and pray by the power of your Holy Spirit to open the hearts and mind of everyone listening to this message about wrong resources for money. Lord God, tear down the stronghold of financial anxiety and replace them with a spirit of stewardship, trust, and contentment. Lord, remind us that your promise to supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. May this message, Lord, serve to redirect our focus from earthly treasures to eternal heavenly provision. Lord, guide us, so that you alone, Lord, be glorified in our lives and in our finances. In Jesus' name, amen. Number two, usury. Usury, it is the practice of making unethical or immoral monetary loans that unfairly enrich the lender. It is to lend money or other things which are to be returned with an additional percentage, either on a daily basis or monthly basis. And it can be one-fifth or more of the capital, which is a huge amount of money. Those who are in urgent need of money are charged a huge interest for the money they had borrowed. This is sheer exploitation of the helplessness of people in need. You find them paying the huge interest every month, but the capital that they had borrowed is still to be paid. Their blood is sucked by the money lenders. Those who practice and live on usury will be cursed and will not enjoy eternal life unless they repent. Psalms chapter 15, verses 1 and 5. Psalms 15, 1 and 5. Verse 1, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Verse 5, he that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 19. Deuteronomy 23, 19. Thou shalt not lend upon usury to thy brother, usury of money, usury of beetles, usury of anything that is lent upon usury. At the time of Nehemiah, the people complained and expressed their suffering and the bondage that they were in because of usury lent upon them by the fellow Israelites. Nehemiah faced the people who practiced usury and challenged them to repent and correct the situation, or they would be shaken out from the house of God. Read the following. Nehemiah chapter 5, verses 1 to 13. Nehemiah chapter 5, verses 1 to 13. And there was a great cry of the people and of their wives against their brethren, the Jews. For there were that said, we, our sons, and our daughters are many. Therefore we take up corn for them, that we may eat and live. Some also there were that said, we have mortgaged our lands, vineyards, and houses, that we might buy corn because of the dearth. There are also that said, we have borrowed money for the king's tribute, and that upon our lands and vineyards. Yet now our flesh is as the flesh of our brethren, our children as their children. And lo, we bring into bondage our sons and our daughters to be servants, and some of our daughters are brought into bondage already. Neither is it in our power to redeem them, for other men have our lands and vineyards. And I was very angry when I heard their cry and these words. Then I consulted with myself, and I rebuked the nobles and the rulers and said unto them, ye exact usury, every one of his brother. And I set a great assembly against them. And I said unto them, We, after our ability, have redeemed our brethren, the Jews, which were sold unto the heathen. And will you even sell your brethren? Or shall they be sold unto us? Then held they their peace, and found nothing to answer. Also I said, it is not good that ye do. Ought ye not to walk in the fear of our God because of the reproach of the heathen, our enemies? I likewise, and my brethren, and my servants, might exact of them money and corn. I pray you, let us leave off this usury. Restore, I pray you, to them, even this day, their lands, their vineyards, their olive yards, and their houses. Also the 100th part of the money and of the corn, the wine and the oil that ye exact of them. Then said they, we will restore them and will require nothing of them. So will we do as thou sayest. Then I called the priests and took an oath of them that they should do according to this promise. Also I shook my lap and said, so God shake out every man from his house and from his labor that performeth not this promise, even thus be shaken out and emptied. And all the congregation said, amen, and praised the Lord, and the people did according to this promise. Those who were unwilling to comply with the calling of God, which was to stop indulging in usury, were cleared, faced, and told by Nehemiah. Nehemiah 5:13. So God shake out every man from his house and from his labor that performeth not this promise, even thus be he shaken out and emptied. Those who continue to practice usury will not enter into the kingdom of God unless they repent. Number three, bribery. Bribery, it is the crime of giving someone money, gifts, or something else of value, often illegally. To persuade that person to do something you want or give you something that you don't deserve. Those who offer bribes are taking away the rights of other people using their money. We cannot use money to take what God has not ordained for us to receive. Sometimes people bribe us and give us some money to get from us what is not due to them. Therefore, Deuteronomy 16:19. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 19. Thou shalt not rest judgment. Thou shalt not respect persons, neither take a gift. For a gift doth blind the eyes of the wise and pervert the words of the righteous. Psalms chapter 26, verses 6 to 11. Psalms 26, 6 to 11, verse 6. I will wash mine hands in innocency. So I will compass thine altar, O Lord. Verse 7. That I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous work. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Verse 9, gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief, and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me. Amen. Isaiah chapter 33, verses 15 and 16. Isaiah 33, verses 15 and 16. He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of the oppressions, that shaketh his hands from doing holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. Verse 16, he shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him. His waters shall be sure. Amos chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. Amos chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. For as much, therefore, as your trading is upon the poor, and ye take from him burdens of wealth, ye have built houses of hewn stone, but ye shall not dwell in them. Ye have planted pleasant vineyards, but ye shall not drink wine of them. Verse 12. For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins. They afflict the just. They take a bribe and they turn aside the poor in the gate from the right. I never receive gift from church members. And if anyone does offer money as an offering or love gift, I add it to the church collection under the person's name. And I tell the person I did such. Why I don't receive gift, it's because of the following reasons. Number one, first, in their offering, they might include the tithe. If I use that, it would prevent God from opening the floodgates of heaven and blessing the people who gave. In that case, I would cause harm to the people who have offered and harm to myself by robbing God. Second, if someone offers you a gift, you are indebted to him as he has done you a favor. You will be obliged to pay back in some form or the other. If the person needs correction, it will be difficult to teach or correct him. And he may even get offended for correcting him because he might think you shouldn't, since he had given you a gift. I teach and instruct the ministers and workers under my care not to receive gifts. And if somebody offers them money, then they should add it to the church account in the person's name so that if it is tithe or first fruit or offering, then God will bless that person according to his conduct. Paul did not offer a bribe, even when he was in prison. He was kept by Governor Felix, who expected Paul to give him some money. But Paul stood firm and endured suffering without compromising in order to keep the testimony. Acts chapter 24, verses 24 to 27. Acts chapter 24, verses 24 to 27. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewish, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." He hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might lose him. Wherefore, he sent for him the oftener and communed with him. But after 2 years, Pontius Festus came into Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound. Money can play a dirty role in our lives, and that is why we need to be cautious, neither to give nor to receive bribes. Number four, fraud. Fraud, it is wrongful or criminal deception intended to result in a financial or personal gain. It is to show a fake document as original in order to gain a privilege. Proverbs 20, verse 17. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 17. Bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. Fake documents or certificates may help us to get a job or a certain position. At the beginning, we might enjoy the benefits and progress, but later on, we have to bear the consequences of this sin. What we think as something good would, later on, turn bitter in our lives and mouth. By indulging in fraudulent methods, money can be multiplied, but later on, there can be destructive consequences. Moreover, this type of income will yield no fruit or blessing because God will never bless wickedness. Number five, corrupt businesses. There are certain jobs and businesses that produce income, but they are not the right channels of God's blessings for us. Examples of such businesses are prostitution, drug trafficking, running bars and nightclubs, smuggling, under-the-table transactions, and so on. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. The income that comes from such businesses is not from God, but from the devil. Number six, gambling. Gambling, it is to gain money and profits by playing certain games like poker and indulging in cockfighting, racing, betting, lotteries, raffles, and so on. God has commanded us to work hard in order for us to eat the fruit of our labor. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. Gambling promotes laziness and slackness. Every work provides service, but gambling provides no real service to man. To the contrary, it might harm others when they are losing their money and the resources of living. Any person who gets engaged in gambling is intentionally aiming to harm his neighbor by causing him a loss in his finances. Harming others is against the scripture of God. Romans chapter 13, verse 10. Romans chapter 13, verse 10. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. James 2:8. James chapter 2, verse 8. If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. Gambling is selfishness. God does not want us to give our food and provide for our needs through someone else who loses his money in a game with us. This is not reflecting the image of God. Number 7, cheating and extortion. Cheating and extortion. Amos chapter 8, verses 1 to 14. Amos chapter 8, verses 1 to 14. Thus hath the Lord God showed unto me, and behold, a basket of summer fruit. And he said, Amos, what sayest thou? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then said the Lord unto me, the end is come upon my people of Israel. I will not again pass by them any more. And the songs of the temple shall be howlings in that day, saith the Lord God. There shall be many dead bodies in every place. They shall cast them forth with silence. Hear this, O ye that swallow up the needy, even to make the poor of the land to fail, saying, when will the new moon begun that we may sell corn, and the Sabbath that we may sit forthwith, making the ephah small and the shekel great, and falsifying the balances by deceit, that we may buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of shoes? Yeah, and sell the refuse of the wet. The Lord had sworn by the excellency of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their work. Shall not the land tremble for this, and everyone mourn that dwelleth therein? And it shall rise up wholly as a flood, and it shall be cast out and drowned as by the flood of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord God, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day, and I will turn your fast into mourning, and all your songs into lamentation, and I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins, and baldness upon every head, and I will make it as the mourning of an only son, and the end thereof as a bitter day. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. In that day shall the fair virgins and the young men faint for thirst. They that swear by the sin of Samaria and say, thy God, O Dan, liveth, and the manner of Beersheba liveth, even they shall fall and never rise up again. Cheating and extortion are what the Lord here is combating with in the prophecy of Amos. The deceitful people were bent on using false measures to falsify the balances, to swallow up the needy. They use their own power and authority to extort the poor of the land. Not only that, they sold the refuse of the wheat at the same price as the good one. Amos 8:6, sell the refuse of the wheat. That was another thing that was disgusting to the Lord and ignited his anger. True justice to the poor and needy and offering them the right is what the word of God declares clearly and profoundly. It was the believers who indulged in wickedness, for they were saying, Amos 8:5, saying, when will the new moon begun that we may sell corn, and the Sabbath that we may set forth with? They were waiting for the new moon and the Sabbath to end, to resort to wrong ways of earning money. They didn't work to serve others and earn their living, but they nursed wickedness in their heart. Amos 8:5 and 6, making the ephah small and the shekel great and falsifying the balances by deceit, that we may buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of shoes, yea, and sell the refuse of the wicked. They didn't fear God, nor did they have respect for man. Their thoughts were dishonorable in their service to other men. When church members observe such principles in their lives, that demonstrates their unwillingness to follow God and their total rejection of His word. It will result in God shutting their ears to His word. Since they refuse to repent and change their ways of dealing with people, the Lord shall not provide relief to them. Even if they go and seek counsel or advice to get relief from their financial restraints, debts, loans, bankruptcy, the Lord will not allow them to hear the solutions for their troubles. God will deal with such Christians and with such churches firmly and inflict discipline on them. He will take away His blessings from them and cause them to stagger under financial constraint and famine of God's word in their lives. My dear and beloved, after having studied the wrong sources for finances, we need to understand that Satan sometimes may give us material things through wrong resources, but this will be used to cripple us and destroy us. So let us be alert and self-controlled, refusing to accept money that does not come from God. Let us be like Abram, who earlier his life refused to take the king of Sodom more than what was due to his men. Genesis chapter 14, verses 21 to 24. Genesis chapter 14, verses 21 to 24. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, give me the persons, and take the goods to thyself. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lift up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shulachet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich. Save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, Aner, Ishkol, and Mamre, let them take their portion. Let us therefore be self-controlled and alert, and not be deceived and enticed to receive money from wrong sources and entangle ourselves with sin and curses. But let us reject and resist the offers of the devil and be saved. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Who resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word and the teaching that I receive in this message. Lord, thank you for all what I receive from resources. Lord, thank you for all the corrections, the rebukes, and the admonishments that I receive, and the explanation about the wrong resources of money as usury, bribery, gambling, corrupt businesses, fraud, cheating, extortion, and all their bad effects. Repent and renounce all your sins. renounce your wrong resources of money. Renounce practicing usury and enslaving the people with high interest. Repent of your bribery and your contribution to corrupt. Repent of using your resources in gambling and refuse to work hard to earn your living. Renounce your involvement in corrupt businesses like running bars, prostitution, smuggling, etc. Renounce your involvement in fraud in money and documents to get things that you don't deserve and in a wrong way. Renounce all your ways in cheating and your extortion from people using various methods. Repent of your lack of fear in God. Repent of your unwillingness to suffer for Christ and to serve Him. Confess your unwillingness to go along the plan of God and to do His will in your life. Lord, I repent and renounce the following sins. Lord, thank you for all the resources that you had placed in my hand. Lord, I commit myself to use all these resources to work and to live honestly according to your word. Lord, I commit myself to turn away from all those ungodly resources that come from the devil, that I will totally refrain from them. Lord, I commit myself to be a good testimony to others and to start to serve you and do your will and your plan in my life. Lord, continue to provide for me so I will continue to live in holiness.
My life, I offer it to you, a living sacrifice by your grace, by your blood. I call into the Holy of Holies. All I want to do is dwell in your presence, drink from the well that never runs dry. All I want to see is the light of your glory, just one glimpse. Just one drink and my soul is satisfied. Lord, I come. Lord, I come. Take my life. I offer it to you, a living sacrifice by your grace, by your blood. I come into the Holy of Holies. All I want to do is dwell in your presence, drink from the well that never runs dry. All I want to see is the light of your glory. Just one glimpse, just one drink, and my soul is satisfied. Just one glimpse, just one drink, and my soul is satisfied. Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and amended their ways and come back to you.
willing to do your will and the good plan that you have for them. Lord, continue to provide for them so they will continue to live in holiness, to serve you and be good testimony to others to follow you. Lord, bless us as your church and help us to continue to teach your people and to correct them and admonish them with your word. Lord, lead us as a church to deal with those who are involved in getting wrong resources of money, that we can reach them out and teach them your word and direct them in your ways so they will be saved. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts that we need in our lives to go on and evangelize and make new disciples and train new workers to go and plant new Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, we pray for more people to be water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, prepare us for your coming to go with you when you come. Lord, take the message and spread it to bring the fruit that you desire to see in our life of your church and your people. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen. God is good all the time. Put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. If you're walking through the valley and there are shadows all around, do not fear. He will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound. He has promised to never leave you nor forsake you. And His word is true. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. We were sinners, so unworthy. Still for us He chose to die. Filled us with His Holy Spirit. Now we can stand and testify. God is love, is everlasting, and His mercy is. They will never end. God is good, He's so good all the time. Put a song of praise in His heart of mine. God is good, He's so good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. Amen.